Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, we're here at Mayhem Fest with Jamie from Code Orange. Dude, it's awesome to see you here. It's awesome to see your band play.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
You guys are bringing the heavy early.
Oh, yeah, trying to.
Now, we saw you guys just a few weeks ago at Rainfest up at Numo's in Seattle here. Obviously, we know about it, but not everybody knows. It's a huge punk and hardcore fest. A few metal bands here and there. How do you guys approach playing a fest like Mayhem as opposed to like a more like DIY hardcore show like fest like Rainfest?
It's different. I feel like we're the first, one of the first of like our group of bands to like do stuff like this, I think. So it's different. We're just learning how to do it. Well, I think our stage setup kind of lends to it in a way because we're a little more like, you know, we do some weird stuff. So I don't know. It's totally different. That Rainfest stuff, that's like our environment, but we're learning to make this like a different kind of vibe, you know?
Would you say you relate more to the hardcore side of things or metal? And like, what did you first get into? What got you into music?
Hardcore. We're all from hardcore. We'll always be a hardcore band. There's lots of great metal bands and stuff like this, but our scene is hardcore. We grew up getting into punk music and got into hardcore or more metal. And yeah, that's like always how it's been. You know, we've all been together since we were maybe 14 or 15. So we've all just grown up getting into different together, you know?
What's the first hardcore show you remember going to?
I went to punk shows probably when we were like 14 or 15. Probably the first hardcore shows we ever went to. There's this festival we have in Pittsburgh. It's like kind of a DIY like VFW Hall Fest called Sincerity Fest. It's like my friend AJ who kind of put us on to hardcore. He books it. That might have been one of the first ones. We went to those. We also like just started kind of naturally playing them. And that's how we got into more hardcore stuff, you know? A lot of like local bands and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Obviously we're only a few days in, but have you gotten a chance to like spend any time with any of the other bands on the tour, like chill or do any broing down or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's actually pretty cool. We came into this with the mentality of we were going to be pretty much alone, and because we are not, like musically, we can't really relate to like the other bands on our stage, I feel, but there's a lot of really cool people. Like the dudes in that band Jungle Rot are super cool. They're awesome. And the dudes in that band The Irish Murder, they're actually super cool too. So everyone's nice. We thought people were going to be like dicks or jerks to us or whatever, so we were kind of like ready for that, but it hasn't happened. Everyone's been super cool.
Have you been coming across a lot of like, I guess what you'd call hardcore kids coming up and seeing you guys at Mayhem Fest so far?
Yeah, I'd say today is the least amount. Like pretty much the other 3 days so far, it's been a lot of hardcore kids coming out early just to see us, I think, and then maybe see Slayer and King Diamond and stuff, but, which is awesome. So yeah, but like the main thing that's exciting is that's great and that's super helpful, but seeing like, I really think we're connecting with a lot of these metal kids and like normal kids, and I wasn't sure. We were very worried it wouldn't be the right crowd. And I think it is the right crowd. I think when they're there on time and they love it and it's great. So we feel good about it when there's a lot of people there.
Well, you know, the people that show up early are the ones that are just pumped on music in general, first of all, how did you guys get involved with Mayhem Fest? It's awesome to see. I wouldn't call it like a breakthrough ad, but like it's kind of a big deal to get on Mayhem Fest.
Yeah, sure. I think it's a big deal. I think especially in our spot, you know, we're not on Victory Records. We're kind of just doing our own thing. So I feel really good about getting asked to do it. We got asked to do it. We said, yeah, that's as really much as I know. But we knew it was going to be Slayer and King Diamond. We were like, yeah, let's do it. It'd be insane, you know?
You want to play with Slayer? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like there's, like I said, it's not, I mean, I feel like in the 90s and the early 2000s, like there was like Ozfest and like Throwdown, so we're playing it. But like in the past like 10, 15 years, yeah, Hatebreed crossed over doing that stuff. There hasn't really been that. I mean, like Terror does a lot of stuff. There's like bands on the more pop punk side that do stuff, but hardcore bands don't really play stuff like this. So I think it's pretty cool, you know? Hopefully it will open it up for our friends and stuff.
Yeah, get some more people asked to do big fests like that.
That's what I'm, it needs to be like it was in the 90s. There needs to be that.
Yeah,
exactly. There needs to be that crossover again, like there was from everything from like hardcore, Earth Crisis, Hatebreed, Victory stuff to like how was Roadrunner Records was and how Metal Blade and like they were all doing these crossover, like, you know, hardcore death metal stuff. And like it was just more, it's just different now. We want to bring that back, you know, make it like how, you know, do an updated version of that and have a lot more hardcore acts crossing over into the big world, you know?
When are we going to be hearing some new music from Code Orange, man?
I'm not really sure. I think we're still working on it. We're still riding out this record. Probably, I don't know. We're still working on it. Still want to ride. I feel like there's a lot of people who haven't heard this one we just did that I want to hear it. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, you guys are busy on Mayhem Fest and all that stuff, but we're always just chomping at the bit, man. We always.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to do new stuff. I just really feel, it's the first record we ever did that I really feel like I feel good about. And I want these people to hear it. I think they like it. I think there's a lot of influence of like a lot of bands that they like, then would like, you know. There's a lot of influence of like bands that were more popular and like I was saying in the early 2000s, the 90s, and like in the past, like in metal and hardcore, that they'll find that's different than like what's going on like on stage right now and stuff. You know what I mean?
What's the most ridiculous or offensive T-shirt you've seen thus far into Mayhem?
There's a whole ten of racist shirts. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, like the whole freaking ten is freaking racist shirts straight up. I was like, how did they get? I don't even know what it is, but
it's like the pro white.
Yeah, it's like the pro white merch table. It's like, dude, who are you? You know what I mean? It's just pathetic. Yeah, they are. They're doing all that stuff. It's straight up pathetic. I don't know who the thrust running that, but fuck them. You know, I don't care about that.
They probably paid a lot of money to get on.
They're probably selling a lot of these fucking Jewish T-shirts too. And it's just sad. It's like, that's why I want to change it. You know what I mean? It wasn't always like that, I feel. And now it's back to being like this mindless fucking idiotic thing in metal. There's been so many metal bands, you know, that there was a time where it was different. Even like with them, you know, like Napalm Death and Type of Negative, like there's like art to it, you know.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of this, it's like there's nothing to it. It's just like
that doesn't exist in hardcore.
Yeah, exactly. But we want to bridge it. We're not trying to be exclusive. We want to bridge it. We want it to be come back. You know what I mean? And to be big instead of like leaving hardcore and go trying to be new metal or something like a lot of bands have done. We want to take hardcore up a notch and have more kids at the hardcore shows. You know what I mean? Yeah, just like how it was, you know?
What do you do for a pre-show ritual? Anything at all? You like get pumped, do some push-ups, drink, pound some coffee? What do you?
I think about stuff. I mean, we don't really do any ritual. We all kind of like we have like stuff we put on, like we have our like stage clothes, whatever, that helps me get into it. Pour water on my head. I look at the crowd. I look at some people in their eyes, see what they're about, feel it out, and let them know we're there, you know? We ain't scared at all. That's really
good.
Yeah.
But you have like a little zen moment. Each person's got their little.
I see them kicking around doing their thing. Our bass player, Joe, he's like gets all riled up and stuff. But I just get ready. I think the crowd kind of like on these kind of shows motivates me because it fills me with, I don't know what to call it. It gives me like a certain emotion. I look at them and I'm just like, you know, we're gonna fuck these people up. You know what I mean? And like we're gonna make sure they know that we don't only deserve to be, we don't belong just here, like we belong up there, we belong wherever. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
So we first started playing you guys when you were Code Orange kids, then you dropped the kids. We, you know, there's speculation as to why, but we wanna know really, why did you drop the kids?
Pretty much our mentality when we did that was we were about to make a record that was the idea behind the record is kind of that this band's always going to change and grow and kind of do whatever it wants to do and not follow any type of mold. Even if that sounds kind of cheesy, it's like that's who we are. We've never fit into really hardcore or metal or punk or anything with the way we look and the way that we are and what we're into. So our idea was, okay, we're going to change different little things to kind of show people that we're always going to be adjusting and changing to what we want to do. Right. So for instance, you know, let's take Reba out of the middle, put Joe in the middle. Let's take kids out of it. Who knows what it's going to be in a couple of years? You know what I mean? It's going to always be changing. But then I feel like, you know, the Code Orange part, it just feels better now. I think that's what we're going to go with from now on. At first, we were like, we're going to be both names. Like, we don't care. You know what I mean? And that's the idea. But now I like it. I think this is like the version of what the band is now. In my opinion, the band kind of started on this record. And I love all those records we did before, but it's different now. And like this is what we want.
Yeah. Like
yeah, exactly. But it's not this total, like, oh, we were a rock band. Now we're... No, it's the same, but... It's different, you know, and this is what we're going to be now aesthetically. This is what we're going to be now musically, and this is what we're going to be going forward. And if you like it, that's awesome. And it seems like people like it a lot more than they like the other thing. And there's people who complain and stuff, but they don't got to listen. They can get out. I don't care at all, you know.
No,
they got to go, you know. There needs to be more bands that, in my opinion, that kind of stand strong with their vibe and what they want to be and aren't just like, we're a jukebox hardcore or metal band. Like, no, we are something. We are specific. You know what I mean? And this is what it is. And you can either get on with it or, you know, you can get out because we don't care. Yeah. That's the vibe, you know?
For anybody who might be hearing your band for the first time and that are just floored and super pumped, what would be some bands you would recommend that maybe they would like or want to get into? This is your chance to, you know, shout out your heroes.
Yeah. I would say with current, there's a crop of current bands, especially right now, that I think that are gonna break over to that level. You know, there's Twitching Tongues that are from California, there's Nails from California, there's Harm's Way from Chicago, there's a band called Turnstile from Baltimore. There's a band called Power Trip from Texas. There's all these bands kind of doing something, and it's not just in the box. It's hardcore, and it's just a little bit different, and everyone's kind of doing their own thing, and I think it's a really exciting time of, like, every little area in the country has its own little thing, and it's really, really cool. I think people down the line will realize how cool it is. I hear so many people like, oh, hardcore sucks now, so it's like they just don't understand it. It's cooler right now than I think it's been in a long time, and I think there's a lot of cool things going on. There's tons of bands we love from the past. We love all that, like, you know, some people say crappy, whatever, like early 2000s, 90s, like Throwdown, 18 Vision, stuff like that,
man.
We love like Disembodied and Martyr AD and, you know, Converge and things like that. But we also love bands like Fear Factory and Machine Head and like Nine Inch Nails and Skinny Puppy. And we like all kinds of different stuff, you know, or Type of Negative or Life of Agony.
Right.
There's all kinds of stuff we like and take influence from. And, you know, I think...
at least the musical creativity, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, we take influences musically, we take influence aesthetically, and it's kind of mixed in a pot, and we're trying to make something that's just a little bit different. It's not that it's going to break in the wheel or to change, whatever, reinventing the wheel, but it's different. I think what we're doing is different than what other bands are doing.
My motto has always been, the bigger the musical zone, man, the bigger the musical person. So talking shit on any particular thing that you don't like is dumb. You should get into it and find out why it is what it is.
Also Earth Crisis, as he said, and Hatebreed, and anything that was... I wish this was the Victory Records stage of, like, you know, the 90s.
97.
Yeah, exactly. then maybe we could work it a little better.
Jamie, you got any final words for the people in the Northwest here, man? Any goodbyes or any shout-outs?
I like Seattle. Shout out to everybody who does Rainfest and all those kids. Shout out to some of the local hardcore bands like Wreck and Oblivion and
Power.
You know, shout out to Soundgarden and Nirvana and, you know, shout out to all kinds of stuff. This is a really, really cool area. Shout out to, there we go. Oh, Queensryche. Shout out to Sub Pop. Shout out to this is a great area, man. It's awesome. It's really important to music. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.